Introduction. Rec number 1 Aesegesis Sunanda. Sunday, August 6, 1989, 9 a.m. Year 2, Day 355. I am here Dharma, in the light of Aten. I am Sunanda to be referred to in these upcoming writings as Emmanuel. To have this information makes it most critical that care be taken for the scribe will be in utmost jeopardy of life itself. My utmost appreciation and respect goes to the pioneers who dared put these truths to paper and have since been either assassinated or terribly persecuted. The information will follow the scrolls of record-making by mine beloved friend, Judas Iscariot, who was always faithful and true and scribed those things brought forth in his attention and by historical data presented by spirit forms, Petal and Arahat Athosada unto one on your place to remain nameless on this particular date of writing, for the protection of him and his family. The receiver of the scrolls has long since been murdered along with his entire family. This will now be put to paper in thy language so that when the time is appropriate, you shall already have it into print. We will bring unto you proof and then man will need of this information immediately. Great gratitude goes forth unto those blessed ones of Pleiades who faithfully gave unto Earth Friend the explanations, translations and protection of the scrolls themselves. I give open dedication to Sphath, Ascot, Semjace, and PTAH and their crews, who risked thy atmosphere and hostilities for lo, these years to bring truth forth unto you awakening ones of Earth. When protection is assured, I shall dedicate a section in the Book of Life unto the one on your place who dared. So be it. I further give unlimited praise and gratitude to this little scribe, who dares to speak truth within the viper pit. Many of mine words will be familiar to the original publisher of these truths, but he will forgive my own interpretations, for these truths cannot be kept hidden within archives, for the time is at hand in which only truth shall allow of earth man to endure and ultimately survive. Many of the writings will have already been presented to mine small circle of friends in and through brethren in Tejas shape, in that they have been incorporated into lessons by myself that they might begin to understand the magnitude of the truth as it disputes that which is printed so unrestrained about thy planet. When I make comment about white races, I take no exception to color as such that you recognize. It is a definition of which you of Earth can relate in description. You of Earth will grow above thy bigotry, or you shall not function within the outer universe. Within the orderly functioning of the cosmos there is not allowed for bigotry. You are of different color simply because you are experiencing in different color format. No more and no less. Firstly, I will give you some historical data regarding this information and some more current attitudes. Leaders, especially the so-called church, cults, will be troubled. However, you cannot decipher thy holy books because they are unreasonable and filled with misinformation. What I shall bring unto you is not only truth, it is most sensible. You ones will stop placing limits upon God, or you shall perish in thy ignorance and foolishness. There is no worse self-penalty than that of leading thy brother into foolishness which costs him his life. The document to follow is translated from scrolls which were brought forth in that year 1900+63 by a Catholic priest of Greek heritage. The writings were recorded, mostly at my side. The scrolls were preserved as well as was possible at that time and hidden beneath flat stones within the tomb in which I was placed. The priest will remain without name in protection of any heirs remaining from his household lineage. These daring few are not of thy United States of America, and families are even more in jeopardy in the part of the world in which they resided or now reside. He requested security and secrecy at the time of bringing them forth, and we shall continue to honor that request until such time all is in safety. Judas Iscariot was a beloved disciple of myself. He has been falsely deprecated as the betrayer of myself for lo, these 2,000 years, although this precious one was not connected in any way with the betrayal. The heinous deed of betrayal was actually executed by one of the house of Ihariath, Judah. The still reigning Orthodox and conservative clergy and their misled followers may well try to deny, destroy, and accuse as untrue the text which will be presented, with all possible means, just as they have with many other documents which testify to the actual truth. Never heard of them? Of course you have not, but if you dig you shall find of them, for they have been purposely preserved in duplication, for the originals have been destroyed that you never hear of them. These aforementioned books were originally placed within the covers of the Holy Bible of which you dally, then removed intentionally for they were too truthful. This was done intentionally to preserve the threatened, misleading, false teachings as presented by Earth Doctrine Hierarchy. Every effort will be put forth to pull this document from publication and circulation, news flash, :. It will not work this time. Pressure has been placed upon the first editor of the text from many facets, and he has been persecuted and fears assassination fulfillment, as three major attempts at such in the year 1975 were almost successful. This, even with witnesses present. Steps are long underway by police, authorities, prosecutors, judges and courts, as well as a media defamation of character on a wide-scale basis, to destroy this material. Of course it cannot succeed in nor harm the truth of the text in one iota. The cunning agents charged with this assignment shall most certainly proceed with utmost caution and skill, and with much intrigue in order that the text will be denounced, regarded as a lie and destroyed, as was also the case after the publication of other texts. The original, however, were, and are, included in the Vatican's library in Rome. So be it. You have just had the Shroud of Turin rejected as untruth, so? It was in the same tomb within which the scrolls herein written were also preserved and presented. At one and the same time. Now, how do you think those things got there in the first place and found after almost 2,000 years? Because you are moving into the final stages of THY Revelation's prophecies. The world will come into truth, friends, the world will come into truth. Fanatics of religious cults and other misled individuals shall cry, murder, and use all means at their disposal to fight the existence of the texts, and against the ones who bring this information forth. But as you know, it has been thus all along, without hesitation to murder or defame any in protection of self-lies and control of other humans. It has ever been this way on thy placement. What of the Christian Inquisition, in order to realize how, for instance, the Holy Office, or the Holy Chair in Rome, and the Pope proceeds in order to build up the false cult religion, Christendom, or to save it? By order of the Holy Chair, in Europe the recorded murders ordered by the Holy Chair totaled over 9 million during the time of the Inquisition alone. The unrecorded number of murders is speculated to be another 9 million. Would you guess that perhaps the greatest Antichrist on that placement might be the Christians? The German Holocaust pales by comparison, does it not? Is it any wonder that the records which would be placed within thy holy books would be most carefully translated into lies in support of the ones in power? Ones of mine beloved friends and followers have been thusly recorded incorrectly, and their own truth butchered and stolen. They have come back, brethren, to set it to rights. So be it, Peter, Socrates, Akhenaten, Mr. Bacon. So be it. This time, Oberly, you shall pull it off, bless scribe in Galilee and long before. You shall each be shown thy placement, for I honor you ones, but time does not permit at this sitting. This translation proves without any doubt that the false teachings of the doctrine cult religions are completely without truth and that they are the irresponsible machinations of creatures without scruples who were partially hired by the Holy Chair, or perhaps were ignorant, and as the religious groupings broke away because of the false teachings and persecution, had no truth upon which to base the new. I am not going to dwell in what would be called the Old Testament, at this scribing in any great detail, for thy truth of more recent history is that which affects you most critically at this cycle of transition and revelation. We shall get into the creation and things of that nature at another writing. In my name, these ones were, throughout thousands of years, without thought or scruples, and shed human blood through murdering people in the counted millions. Is this justice from a just God? We shall see. Worse, however, the successors of these murderous and unscrupulous creatures created throughout the centuries and millennia a mighty power of cult religion which is able to rule the entire world. In the course of past millennia, the cult religions brutally fought their way up through bloody and bestial murders to the most influential powers of the earth, to which even the brutal and dictatorial governments bow, even thy leaders who are not of the faith. They are even asked to intercede in behalf of ones, to the leaders who disclaim Christianity. Does this not tell you truth? This is the most putrid cover of the most influential power in the name of a false and deceptive love which, literally speaking, walks over dead bodies without thought or compunction, devoid of conscience. Backed by the false teaching and altered concepts of the New Testament, the Christian cult religion maneuvered itself into the politics of all countries. It does not even shy away from entering the most intimate family life of people, even intruding into the bed of the married couple in order to attack the last and most private secret of man, and pull it down in the cult religion's filthiness of the so-called church, and thus destroy any and everything of human, personal value. Finally, the time is at hand, brethren, that these squalid operations may be terminated when man is reasonable enough, awakens his senses, reforms his thinking, and dedicates himself to the real teachings I brought forth to a most sickened world even 2,000 years ago. Though all those people who stick obstinately to the deceptive insanity of cult religions and are therefore no longer able to think normally, with any sense of reason, and defy doing so and protest against it, their battle of madness will be in vain, for truth will be stronger than all cult religious insanity and any prurient lie, even if the lie has been around up to now, for millennia. This lie will now be uncovered and destroyed, even if the lie and all its adherents and champions protest against it with all their might and resources. Truth will finally triumph even if the victory is won at a very high price, as it is written in the text, which says that the truth will call forth a worldwide catastrophe. But the truth is needed and can therefore no longer be kept quiet. A catastrophe will be understandable if one considers that the cult religions have become exceedingly powerful, by which power they have so far been able to suppress all truths directed against them through all kinds of murderous and nasty means, and shall try this again now. And again they will not refrain from murder, as this was consistently the case in the past. For this reason, the scribes of these texts will most likely be persecuted, possibly murdered, as already attempted and as with this one, successfully so. Remember, however, you now work for or against God, and this one has been in resuscitation on 3 occasions. The evil forces are now working directly against me, and I shall prevail, for I am one with God, and I come forth to reclaim that which is the Father's. I hereby again place the opposing forces on notice. I am returned in mine full inheritance, and you shall not prevail. Mine people shall be set into freedom, and you of Satan and persecutors shall be cast down into the infinite void. So be it, for I have spoken it thusly, and so it is written. So shall it come to pass in this, thy generation and thy counting of time, near. From all this the earthman will finally see what truth is and recognize the lie perpetrated against his very soul life. It is only through the truth that mankind can assert his force and power over man, enslaving him in every respect. Let it be noted here, for those of you who think you are safe and will, sort of, note this, and let Dharma, or Sister, or Little Crow, or B.M. or K. Copeland or any other take the load, forget it, brothers, for this was your commitment, and I would not like to stand at thy judgment, having given these scribes into thy adversaries' clutches. This is, why, there are no gray areas. You are either with me or against me. If you are, sort of, then you are a deadly tool for the use of the dark forces. I hope I have made it very clear that casual believers and adherents of the real teaching of myself, Jmanuel, Esu, Jesus Christos, Isay, Isa, Yisay, Emmanuel, Sananda, etc., etc., are threatened also. However, these ones who scribe are placed in double jeopardy and endangered from two factors. These ones are also direct contacts between the earth and extraterrestrial forms of knowledge, and very highly developed forms of spirit of higher levels who transmit to them unadulterated, directly, mouth to ear, and in total truth. The lies will be uncovered and brought into light that the masses can witness unto truth, for proof shall accompany the messages, and this will begin in full measure in thy very short future, in thy clock segments. I will hereby give unlabeled deference and homage unto the one who first brought forth the original translation and severed his relationship with the cult church. He struggled to live unrecognized with his family. He, being aware of the enormous power of the cult religions, requested his name be withheld from the public as well as from the scripts themselves, that he might protect his family members. He rightfully feared for his life and that of his dear family, who meanwhile all became victims of the religious persecutors and were assassinated, to the last member which could be located. So be it, heed well these words. These publications will not come forth from this location, but will be put to book format elsewhere, that the scribe be protected. In thy year, 1963, the original translator of the original scrolls of the forthcoming text was taken to mine actual tomb, where he was shown and given confirmation and items of proof. Portions of the scrolls were illegible or disintegrated. Also, several pages were missing. Nevertheless, the portion that is still evident and in existence is a stirring testimony to the fact that truth is not that which you have been fed, but in fact, the most massive web of lies ever imagined has been cast upon you once. It is rare indeed that individuals succeed in bringing public themes and truths which clarify original meanings, or even barely elucidate same, when great political, religious cults or military issues are under discussion. Previous experience on your place proves that generally those people are persecuted, tortured, and murdered, because in each case enemy forces appear and are given the assignment to not only represent the truthfulness of a statement, but with any means possible or available, make themselves a mockery of the truth that it be discounted. Remember, Satan most often comes in the sheep's cloth to kill the lambs, and he also comes forth proclaiming himself the Prince of Light. False prophets? O each you blind lambs awaiting thy slaughter, I beg and petition that you open of thine eyes and ears that you see and hear. I shall not mince of mine words with you, for you are in most critical and serious times and circumstance. Thy planet is ready to blow apart in the hands of the evil ones. Can you not see of it falling all about you? Man takes the discounting even farther in every case to date. The texts are banned, taken out of circulation with the help of pastors, the police, authorities, courts, and those in power. The writers are usually incarcerated on any false accusation remotely conjured forth, and assassinations are often carried out in the very presence of the prison officials. Further, texts of truth are safeguarded in hidden archives or blatantly destroyed to further withhold from the people of the earth the truthful reality, and to continue to let them suffer the consequence of their erroneous thinking and their false teaching, and to let them starve and decay in misery, because only in this manner can man be exploited to the last drop of his blood, most especially by governments and cult religions. It shall not be thus again. The time of truth upon earth has arrived. You once shall be in the choosing of thy truth, for the ending of a cycle and a forthcoming transition is at hand. The fulfilling of the prophecies are all but to the final chapter. You ones are in thy final days. So be it, and I place mine seal of truth upon these words. I am one with God. I am the Christ who is returned unto you ones to reclaim mine people and mine Father's kingdom. I have prepared a place for you, and the plan of the transition is laid in perfection. I plead with you to hear mine call. I am that I am. I am Asa Jesus Sununda. I am the Lord thy God, manifest and incarnate. Do you know who you might be? One with God and the creation, I am, and you can be as I am. Go forth for a respite, Dharma. You do not stand alone, for I stand afore you, and that is a surety that I stand between you and any enemy who will come unto thy spaces. Blessing upon you and thy brethren whose share of thy task and commitment, for great will be their glory and reward in these coming days of fulfillment. You shall be given to be the lighthouse and way shower to a failing, sickened people. Yours is to be reflected in abundance and integrity even in thy physical perception on this place and thy time. Go in peace, child, for we will begin the penning shortly. This is but mine introduction.